Four decades ago, the Supreme Court legalized abortion based on a woman's constitutional right to privacy. And for most women, the decision to terminate a pregnancy has been an intensely private experience. But today, a growing number of women who've had the procedure are going public. Abortion rights supporters say secrecy has let opponents stigmatize the procedure. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Over the past year, activists have talked about their abortions online and in books, at open forums on college campuses. One put her procedure on YouTube to show, she says, a positive abortion story.
And now, okay, here comes the cramp. Before, blow it out.
Oh, I'm strong.
The video went viral. In Washington, D.C. recently, the One in Three campaign staged an eight-hour live-streamed abortion speak-out. In a rented studio, organizers coordinate Skype connections to dozens of women across the country. One in Three stands for the one in three women who will have an abortion in her lifetime, though the latest CDC stats find the numbers drop slightly. Many speakers don't want to be completely public. They use only their first name. Liz says she had an abortion after her ex-boyfriend forced himself on her.
I was just 21. I hadn't finished my degree yet. I was living with my mother. And I knew that I could not bring that child into the world and give it the life that it deserved.
Another woman, Julie, tells of her joy at being pregnant with a second child, only to discover at 20 weeks that the fetus had no brain. She had an abortion, got pregnant again, and then...
Well, lightning does strike twice. I'm 17 weeks into my subsequent pregnancy with a daughter. I learned that she, too, had the same brain abnormalities.
After a second abortion, Julie went on to have two more healthy children.
I'm one of the many faces of abortion. It wasn't an easy decision, but I am so grateful that the choice was mine.
If we are silent, what's left is this void for other people to fill, and they've filled it with a lot of shame and judgment.
Deb Hauser heads Advocates for Youth, which launched the One in Three campaign. She didn't speak of her own abortion for 15 years, but her thinking's changed as she feels support for abortion rights has softened and opponents have passed a wave of restrictions.
We have to make the political the personal now, and we have to stand up and put women's real life stories in the middle of this dialogue around abortion care, or we're going to lose.
I think that the more people are talking about abortion in public, the better it is for abortion vulnerable children.
Michael Spielman founded Abort 73, a Christian website that aims to educate young adults on what it calls the injustice of abortion. The site's long featured stories of women who've had the procedure. Spielman says many tell of feeling pressured to do it and of regretting it years, even decades later.
They wish they could go back. They wish they had not had the abortion. They wish they had the child. I think the finality of it is devastating oftentimes.
Even for people who aren't activists, a recent study finds the decision to tell someone about an abortion is, in a way, political. Sarah Cowan of New York University says people tend to share abortion stories with those they think will support them.
The person who has more lenient attitudes with regard to abortion is more likely to learn the women that they know have had abortions than their exact same peer, but who is opposed to abortion rights.
So could hearing more stories about abortion make people more accepting of it? Researchers argue it's worked that way in race relations and same-sex marriage. But Cowan says there's not much research around abortion. Her own data suggests opinions would change, she says, but it's not at all clear in which direction. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.